This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I want to pull a thread from what Wendy Edelberg said up at the beginning of the program, that bit on what closing the output gap is really about. It's about jobs. All this relief spending and whatever more is to come is about getting people back to work. Last recession we had, the great one, coming out of it, a lot of people wound up in low-wage, part-time temp work. And the same thing seems to be happening this time, maybe, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, permanently.
As the Great Recession started to fade, people did start to work again. But most new opportunities were in the service and hospitality industries. Many of those low-wage, no-benefit jobs were the first ones to go with the onset of the pandemic. Columbia Business School professor Laura Veldkamp says future jobs will be based on the cultural shifts of the past 11 months.
Lots more online shopping, lots more grocery pickup, lots less travel, for example. And some of those changes are likely to stick, and we may not go back to old habits after COVID passes.
And that means some of those jobs will be gone permanently. But stores, restaurants, and travel will still exist, says Georgetown University economist Harry Holzer.
So there'll be some new jobs in those industries, but they're going to look pretty different than the old ones. And they might require a somewhat different skill set.
But these jobs are still theoretical, says William Spriggs, an economics professor at Howard University. Also, it took nearly a decade for the economy to recover from the last recession, and there wasn't a pandemic then.
There's an intricate economic system built around that growth that took place, and we don't have a real replacement for that.
Spriggs says new growth could start with more stimulus, a higher minimum wage, and better access for service workers to enter other industries. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.